traveled far from Montreal, then you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Another holiday. Good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford, and you're listening to Travel World here on AM 600. Prosper Bannon is with us in the studio.
Good morning.
And Willem Backus is exploring the beautiful Golden Horseshoe of Ontario in Hamilton this weekend. He's on the line with us, I think.
Hello.
Yes, Willem.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome from the beautifully snowless region of Ontario in Hamilton.
Right. That's the tropical zone of Ontario.
Well, there were a few flurries yesterday. I told everybody, you're getting so cocky, I thought I'd bring the cold weather with me.
Right, just like you when you visited Amsterdam, of course, they started to get the wind and the rain and the ice. So I guess everywhere we head, we are a good omen.
With us, huh, Stephen?
Right. But of course, you had a good train trip up there, as always.
You just cannot beat Via Rail. There's just no way. It's a beautiful train ride. It's the only way to travel from Montreal to Toronto, if you ask me. Anytime I go, it's going to be the train for sure. And they even have something better. Via Rail's been talking with Amtrak, believe it or not. And just like the Europeans have, we now have the North American Rail Pass from Via Rail.
Right, which combines the systems of both railroads for unlimited travel over a one-month period.
Envision this. It's like having a bus pass for 30 days, unlimited rail travel anywhere in North America. And the price is almost a joke. It's under $1,000.
Right. I mean, you can go from, you know, Montreal, head over to the East Coast, head down to the Southeast U.S., back up the West Coast. If you want to see as much as possible in a one-month period, and, of course, the train is the best way just to sit back, relax, take it all in. And it's great for train buffs who like to travel on some of those named trains, particularly on the Amtrak system.
The train is the best way. It's smooth, quiet, efficient, and it's pretty well, it doesn't take much time anymore. They go really quickly from Montreal to Toronto.
Right, you left a little after 7 a.m. You were there before noon, so it's a little over 4 hours.
That's for sure. And on top of that, they have some nice express trains. This new new North American Rail Pass is also unlimited stopovers, unlimited anything. So, you know, if you have the fancy of stopping off someplace just to check it out and get back on the next available train, you can.
Right. No, that's the benefit of a train pass, because, like last week, we talked about the Rail Europe passes with Sharon Delaney, and now we're very happy to say that we can do the same thing here in North America, because all too often people go to foreign countries, they don't necessarily see what is just around the corner here in Canada and the United States.
Well, I've always been a big promoter of Montreal, and that's another nice thing to note. You know, we never know just what we have right under our noses as far as beautiful places to explore and to find out.
Right, and of course, we'll have somebody coming up from the United States to explore these areas with us April 1st, when Michelle Landry comes up from Lapeer, Michigan, just outside of Flint, to be an intern on Travel World for a little month period or a little longer, getting some experience in the field of travel broadcasting. She'll be coming up on Via Rail as well out of Sarnia.
That's for sure. It's very exciting that we have somebody from the States who's interested in coming to learn a little bit about Montreal, to learn a little bit of French, and to join the Travel World team for maybe a month or more.
Right, and get that on-the-job experience. She's been a production assistant on Danny Bonaducci's morning show in the Detroit area when he was there, and I think she has a lot of wild and crazy and wacky ideas. I think she may even be wilder and wackier than the two of us, three of us, yes.
Help the traffic go.
Oh, yes. Is there anyone crazier or wackier than us? I don't know.
Well, we will soon see. At least it'll make for an entertaining show. People will enjoy it. We plan to send her out into the streets of Montreal to talk with listeners as they wish. We'll be asking about travel preferences, things that people like to do, stuff to cover, because after all, one of the things we like to do on Travel World is a celebration of the good things in life, things people enjoy.
Right, people like to sample different restaurants, entertainment, attractions. Everyone has a different interest. I think you could talk to a dozen people and get a dozen different ideas. Even, you know, somebody visits the same city like New York, you can get 10, 12, 13 different impressions of what there is based on those personal interests. So we want to hear from the listeners as to what those preferences are, so we can sort of mold those interests into our reports and focus in on what people are interested in.
plus a little bit of exploration of the city of Montreal from the point of view of a tourist, which is kind of nice because, of course, I am biased, and Montreal is, for me, Canada's greatest city.
Right. People come to Montreal, and quite often it's only when we have the guests coming in from out of town that we visit places like the Biodome or visit restaurants, or the time we went to the Fauché Sugar Shack in Rigo, or went up the Ottawa Valley to Montebello and had great Sunday brunch at the Chateau Montebello. You don't realize the places that are just, you know, on your doorstep until you have those out-of-town guests. So,
and it's not just the big names either. I mean, there's thousands of things that we do daily. I mean, here as Montrealers, on a weekend, I mean, when's the last time you went up the Olympic Stadium Tower?
No, the last time we had people in, I guess, 1991, was it? Or?
Yeah, so we obviously have a lot of other ways of entertaining ourselves on the weekends and stuff like that. We want to learn a little bit more about that. Part of what we're going to do, because CIQC will soon be broadcasting worldwide on the World Wide Web using real audio. That being the case, we're going to have listenership around the world, and we want to attract people to the Montreal area.
Right. It's inbound tourism. It's sustains a lot of employment. It's a great economic benefit to the MUC region.
Plus, I'm very proud of the city.
Right, by showing off the city to visitors, I mean, many repeat visitors come in, and that's something to be proud of as well. I know a lot of listeners did call me and ask, what happened to Paula Newton last week? So she had a family emergency, headed up in having to go back to Toronto. So if you tuned in last week after hearing the promos and saying we wanted to hear Paula Newton talk about her year in Japan or her time in St. Petersburg, Russia, she'll be on, probably doing it in two separate installments, one later on in March, and we do hope to have her in studio live and in person here in CIQC coming in the month of April. So she'll be coming in, and she will grace our studio with her presence.
Well, sounds interesting. Well, let's see when she's there. And Prosper, how has your week been?
Oh, very good, actually. A lot of work, a lot of everything, and I was looking forward to being here this morning.
Uh-huh.
And didn't know you were going to be out of town, so it's nice to hear your voice this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Prosper. We're actually working on a song, which we will present when we have Tonya Ray on the line. Tonya Ray, as you know, is a regular on Travel World.
And she has a new CD out herself.
And as soon as we receive that, we will also play a sampling of Prosper Bennin's many fine musical talents.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
And summer, of course, is coming up. We're talking about the rail pass, but we just got a press release, and summer is not so far away when they start talking that as of April 1st becomes the fishing season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Exploration Pêche begins, chance to get out there, and when they talk about fishing, it's not too far away. It's
when they talk about fishing, we can only think of one friend.
Right.
Our
friend Martin, and he's gearing up, putting the snowmobile away, and getting ready for the fishing season. But it just means that summer is around the corner. And
well, I'm looking forward to it. It was really nice, you know, when I was sitting on the train, and you see the change in the landscape. Like, around Kingston, it starts to get a little bit thawing out, and by the time we actually reached Toronto, there was nothing left. And it's like we're in the middle of, near the end of April here, so.
Right, no, it's starting to get into the spring and summer, so looking forward to that. But one thing you are missing out on, Willem, by being in Ontario this weekend, you can't get a great pizza like we can here in Montreal by calling 383-6000 Pizza Donini, that great Montreal-style pizza. 31 locations, but just one number to remember for at-home delivery, 383-6000, and that'll get you back on the train to Montreal with your mouth watering, hoping to get at least a good pizza, one thing Montreal is known for.
I can't wait for the train. I'm going to have to borrow a car and go down there right away.
Right, to get back on the train. And talking about the great things around Montreal, we have Leslie Robinson on the line. She's at Weaver and Weaver this morning.
Are you ready, Weaver?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I'm here. We're at 3450 Côte Vertu. That's right across from Place Vertu. Persian Carpets. I'm going to be here till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. They're open till 6. Come take advantage of some great savings. This is the day to do some savings, saving money. What could you think? What better thing to do on a Saturday afternoon? Come and see us as we introduce carpets to you from Iran, Pakistan, India, China. No imitations. All handmade. 100% wool and silk. You know, most carpets add to a room. These carpets make a room. And when you come in here, you're going to see what I'm talking about. talking about. Persian carpets, and they have all sizes, including oversized. They've got runners. They've got every kind of carpet you can think of. Well, when it comes to colors and size, they take all major credit cards, including Interact. We've got free parking out front and back, as a matter of fact. The giant liquidation, and once again, I'll tell you, and I'll be telling you this throughout the afternoon, savings and selection. That's what you have down here. So come and see us. Once again, I'm here till 2 o'clock. They're open till 6. The liquidation, the giant liquidation at 3450 Côte Vertu, Persian carpets.
And now the holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC Montreal.
Are you getting into a serious relationship? Or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate, 445-1949. Or toll free at 1-888-877-1949. To find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate, 445-1949.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanie in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe-Claire at 80 Donaghanie. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
Hi, this is Stephen Pinker, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really know their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
8 million tax returns are filed incorrectly every year. Don't let yours be one of them. Call Parrot Holdings. With 20 years experience, you'll get the best returns and the best advice, all at reasonable rates. Let Parrot Holdings plan your whole tax year, not just your return. File it electronically and get your refund within 15 days. For consultations and advice, business and personal, see the tax experts at Parrot Holdings. Call now, 631-1046. That's 631-1046.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Nothing is worse than car trouble in the wintertime. Our team will only do what is necessary to get you back on the road. We can arrange for low-cost towing if needed. Engine, transmission, electronic, heater, and cold start problems, we can solve them all. We also have loaners available. Honesty, trust, integrity, and technical competence are our trademark. So call me, Phil Bailey, at 631-9104. That's 631-9104.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
And we're back.
back here on Travel World on AM 600. Stephen Pickford, along with Prosper Bannon in studio, and Willem Backus on the line from beautiful downtown Hamilton, Ontario. Willem, did you take your gas mask with you, or are you trying to replicate the New Jersey experience in Canada?
Well, Hamilton is not anywhere near that bad, Stephen. It's actually largely a rumor. The last time we were here, there was an accident in one of the factories here, and people were talking about it. Really, it's not that bad. Hamilton is a very beautiful city. In the sense that it's like a kind of like Dorval, as a matter of fact. It's a residential kind of a quiet community. People are extremely friendly. You go around Toronto, for instance. In Toronto, you find that some people are a little bit on the uptight side. You know, it's work, 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 and I gotta, and whatever. But in Hamilton, people are much more friendly. They're relaxed. They'll take the time to talk with you. And I enjoy my time every time I come to Hamilton.
Right. No, Hamilton does have that rap like Pittsburgh. So one day we'll do more of an expose on what there is to see and do in Hamilton, the Niagara region. Joining us now on the line is Canadian media legend Bill Luxton from Ottawa. And he's back a few months ago from taking a cruise in the Caribbean. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you.
It's a was that your first cruise that you took, or have you been on many, many cruises?
Well, not many, but I have been on a few. In fact, we have to go back a few years, about 30 years, to 68 for our first one, which was quite a modest one out of New York City to Bermuda, and it cost us the grand sum, I think, of $200 each to sail the Franconia over to Bermuda for a week and back to New York City. So that gave us the taste for cruising, and we've enjoyed a few after that, too.
Well, especially when you take your first cruise, a lot of people will either love it or hate it, and if you take a cruise and you love it, people will go back year after year.
Oh, yeah. The recent one we were on, the Big Ben cruise on the Norway, there were people there who just automatically sign up at the end of the cruise. They say, yes, we'll come back next November and do it again. So that's the appeal of a cruise, I guess.
Right, and the Norway is one of those traditional cruise liners, not one of those mega liners that keep coming out of the yards these days that somehow more represent floating office buildings or floating hotels, but the Norway is a ship that carries that prestige and charm of the bygone transatlantic.
Well, that's what it has, because, of course, originally, as you know, it was the SS France, which was launched in 1960 and launched by Madame de Gaulle, as a matter of fact, and it sailed until the transatlantic routes became out of date, I suppose, because of the jets, and there were no more transatlantic crossings except for the Elizabeth II. So it was taken over by the Norwegian line and renamed and refitted as the Norway, and of course it's a very popular ship.
Now, which ports did you sail to?
Well, we sailed out of Miami down to stopping at St. Martin. That's an island that's called Under Two Flags because it's half Dutch and half French. So you go to St. Martin to dock, and then you travel over to Saint Martin. So you've got two islands in one, sort of thing.
Right, and
quite charming too.
Right, you get the sort of the combination of the two cultures, and
that's right. And there's no border. There's no crossing or. There's no stopping for customs or anything like that between the two areas.
Right. No, of course, that would put a big damper on things.
Oh,
if
yes.
you had to go through customs on a small island. You had to stop at customs. The lineup would be as long as the island itself.
That's right. Well, they've got it worked out pretty well, Stephen.
And what other ports did you call at?
After that, we sailed overnight and docked at St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. And that gave everybody a chance to do a little excursions. And actually, they offer quite a array of excursions. I have a little pamphlet here which gives you a choice of a beach getaway. You can actually get on the America's Cup, as a matter of fact, and which was the ship, the boat that won the America's Cup, and some millionaire has bought it, and you can get the experience of sailing on the America's Cup if you wanted to.
Now, did you find with these shore excursions that were offered by the cruise line that they were reasonably priced, or that they were a bit marked up because of the convenience of arranging for them?
I think they were marked up. Depended on the, for example, the general tour of the of St. Thomas was $29 each, which, you know, was not outrageous, and it was, you know, a pleasant tour. They took us in a sort of open bus, and it toured. It's quite a spectacular island because you tour right up to the top of the island and look out over the beautiful beaches and the bays and the different islands of the Virgin Islands. So it takes in a lot. We had a very good guide, a chap who called himself Lover Boy. I don't quite know why, but...
His reputation.
Women didn't have a chance to find out, so... that was our day in St. Thomas. It was fun.
And, of course, by taking a cruise, you get to experience these different islands that you may want to go back and visit more in-depth or for a longer vacation.
That's the whole point. You get a taste of an island, and I know a friend of mine who had been on a cruise decided he would like to spend a week in St. Martin and did that quite recently. So it does give you a taste of what's there. I must point out to the ladies listening that the shopping seems to consist mostly of so-called bargains in diamonds and fine china and fine crystals. So there wasn't a heck of a lot for the men to look at, except for the local, shall we say, people.
Yes, yeah, a lot of potential out there. The food on a cruise liner is, you know.
Oh, let's not even talk about that. I'm still trying to
still try-
the weight that I gained on that particular cruise. No, it really is quite, shall we say, spectacular in quality and quantity. You have your regular dining area. You're assigned a particular table, which is fun. We had the pleasure of dining with two American couples. We weren't with anybody else from our group, and that worked out rather well because we got to know them. Each evening we'd say, hi, what did you do today? And, of course, the service was wonderful. You have your own waiter and a busboy who tends to your every need, and you have a choice of about three entrees and three appetizers, so there's a variety to choose from. Now, of course, there's the famous midnight buffets, and why you should be eating all that food at midnight, I don't know, but when it's there, you do it.
Right, it's presented in such a spectacular fashion.
Oh, it is, yes.
You could get up at 6, 7 in the morning and eat right through to like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And on the Norway, they have what they call the outdoor restaurant, which is on a separate deck towards the stern, and it's open pretty well all day. If you wanted to get a soft drink or a sandwich or whatever, you just wander up and do that, and then on top of that, they have their own ice cream bar on one of the decks where you go by and pick up a cone. So that's, shall we say, there's a lot and enough to eat.
Right, you'll never go hungry on a cruise liner. But, of course, they also have the different recreational facilities and...
They have a fitness room there. And, of course, you can... there's a jogging deck and a separate walking area on that particular deck. And if you want to jog, you stay on one side. And if you're walking, you stay on the other. So you don't bump into each other. But I guess the highlight of that particular cruise, Stephen, was the fact that it was a big band cruise. And on that particular week, we had the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, conducted by Jim Miller, the Tex Beneke Band, which was, of course, the Glenn Miller Band, the Artie Shaw Orchestra, conducted by Dick Johnston, and the Larry Elgar Orchestra. So you had an incredible variety of bands to dance to and to listen to. It was great.
Right. The theme cruises are a big market for
they
people,
are.
Fans of particular music styles or for sports. The cruise lines are getting into sort of marketing, very niche marketing oriented, in getting people to follow their interests.
Right. And a bonus for us as Canadians, we had there must have been a couple of hundred Canadians on the trip, a group from Toronto and a group from Ottawa. And Peter Appleyard, the well-known vibraphonist, was on board, and he presented three what you might term private concerts for the Canadians on the Norway in the Checkers Lounge. And as soon as the music started and people heard it, of course, it didn't become private anymore because anybody walking by obviously went in to listen to Peter. So he puts on a tremendous show.
No, sounds like you had a great time on the Norway.
It was a wonderful week. It really was, yes.
And thank you, Bill Luxton, for taking a few moments just a Saturday morning.
Well, my pleasure, and hopefully we can talk about another cruise sometime.
Well, look forward to it.
Anytime you're in Montreal, Bill, please feel free to drop in on our show. We'd love
All right, I'd love to do that, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thanks. Same
Bye-bye.
To you. And it's coming up to 11:30 here in Montreal. And,
I'm hungry for my pizza.
Yes, if you order your pizza now from Pizza Donini, 383-6000, it will be at your door. Oven fresh, piping hot, 30 minutes or less, you'll be able to sit down and enjoy your lunch at 12 noon on the dot by calling Pizza Donini, 383-6000, Montreal-style pizza at its best, real great pizza, and a whole lot more. Pizza Donini.
You guys are bad.
Montreal.
When a storm strikes, tune in for the AM 600 Hemsley Storm Watch for updates and cancellations. When the occasion has you thinking about diamonds, watches, glitter and gold jewelry and pearls, think Hemsley's. Their 98 collection will bedazzle you. Hemsley's, Corner St. Catherine and University.
And good morning, Leslie Robinson, broadcasting live from 3450 Côte Vertu. This is the giant liquidation sale going on at Persian Carpets. You know, we are attracting collectors to this liquidation sale. They have beautiful Buhara, also some Isfahan, just collector's dreams here. Savings incredible. Retail savings between 60 and 75%. And then we have everyday folk like you and me coming in to try to make our homes and offices better looking. As I mentioned in the last cut-in, these kinds of carpets make a room. They don't just add to it. So come down and see what they have to offer. Just a great selection of carpets here and also some great savings. So you can't afford not to come down here to Persian Carpets. They're right across from Place Vertu at 3450 Côte Vertu. Carpets here from Pakistan, India, just to name a few. No imitations, all handmade, 100% wool and silk. And they have just incredible savings. They take all major credit cards, including Interact. So we try to make it nice and easy for you. Free parking in front and back. You can't afford to miss this sale. Liquidation, great savings, great selection at Persian Carpets.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
It's Sears 3-Day Power Sale, Sears 3-Day Power Sale, Sears 3-Day Power Sale, Sears 3-Day Power Sale.
It's Sears 3-Day Power Sale with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three incredible days of powerful savings of up to 50% on national and private labels store-wide. Use the power of your Sears card and earn valuable Sears Club points. And all you early birds will find extra savings this Saturday from 8:30 till 10:30 a.m.
Sears 3-Day Power Sale.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Bagara, you're Irish. Or wannabe. So join us for a real Irish pub breakfast in a real Irish pub on a real Irish day. AM 600 and Global TV are inviting you to join us for breakfast at McKibben's Pub, 1426 Bishop, on Tuesday, March 17th. To join me, Jim Duff, and the morning crew for a great Irish celebration, send us your name, address, and phone number. Then keep listening for your name. That's a St. Patrick's Day breakfast at McKibben's Pub, 1426 Bishop, presented by Global TV and AM 600. Bagara!
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips.
What a great trip on that Via train. Met a great steward in the bar car by the name of Serge David. So if you're ever on Via, ask for Serge David. And boy, does he pour a mean drink. And the food on that Via train is unbelievable.
On a train?
Oh, yeah. choice of three things on the menu. Great stuff. Great food. I'm given the choice of how I get to Montreal. I must come here about 8 to 10 times a year, and I always come by train rather than by plane. It's a 4-hour ride from Toronto, and it's just lovely on that via.
CIQC. Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Nobody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control?
Yes, out of control and lots of water. Talking about cruising this morning on Travel World here on AM 600. Stephen Pickford along with Prosper Bannon, Willem Backus on the line from Hamilton.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit of Melissa Etheridge to help boost our ratings.
Yes, and the ratings keep going up and up. And on the line, talking about cruising as we continue this hour is Heidi Lyon. She's with the Home Shopping Network in Tampa, but before that, she was a port lecturer and has sailed on over 30 ships. She's in online now to let us in on some of her picks and suggestions on cruising. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good, good.
Now,
actually, talking about cruising, it's got me, I've got the bug again. Now I want to go again.
Right, once you hear about those islands and get out there. Now, which, talking about cruising, you mentioned to me that you've sailed on over 30 ships. Which is better? We talked to Bill Luxton about the mega liners and versus the more traditional ocean liners. People are looking at a cruise. Should they be looking at a large or a small ship?
It depends on them. Like, there's so many different things to look at when you're looking at a ship. The older ships tend to have deeper bottoms, and deeper bottoms means they don't roll so much. So if seasickness is a concern, usually the older ships are a better choice.
That's something very interesting, because we always hear about stabilizers on the you know, on the newer ships, but do these really work?
Well, when you think about it, it's just a question of physics, really, because some of these mega liners, they're 16 or 17 decks above the waterline and only 20 feet below the waterline. They tend to bob like a ball.
So, okay. Especially after you eat those 10 meals a day, that's a consideration.
Yeah, well, weather only affects probably maybe 5 or 6 cruises in the course of the entire year, where it's going to be bad enough that you'd feel seasick.
Luckily,
even on the big ship.
Stephen's cruise and his 14 lime daiquiris.
Right. If you drink too much, you're gonna feel it too. But you know, at least when you're not crossing the middle of the North Atlantic in wintertime, you're sticking to.
or maybe April the 12th.
Right. Yes. We'll stay away from a cruise liner on that day. We also talked about the different ports. You were a port lecturer. Any particular ports that really stand out in your mind as places that you really have to see if you're touring, particularly in the Caribbean?
Well, it all depends on what you like. If you're a shopper, you have to hit St. Thomas or St. Martin, because the duty-free buys there are spectacular. You can really get some great purchases, especially on things like perfumes, liquor, and jewelry. If you're into history, then you want to go a lot further south and hit places like Venezuela and Cartagena, because the cities there are just spectacular.
Now, Bill Luxton called these bargains in St. Martin's so-called. Are they really bargains, or is it just kind of gimmicky for the tourists and, oh, my God, look, they got jewelry?
Well, you've got to be careful. You really do. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to rip you off, especially when it comes to replica watches, things like Rolexes and Cartiers and what have you. But every cruise line has something what they call a port lecturing program, which is what I did.
Yeah.
And the port lecturing program is where they pick certain stores to represent on board. Now, granted, those stores are paying a premium to be represented on board, but they've also signed a contract with the cruise line to be upfront and honest.
And that's always a consideration, because you go into a port that you'll be there for only a few hours and somebody sells you some merchandise and you have a hard time returning it if it's
exactly
defective.
See, if you buy from the stores that the ships recommend, the ships can always step in for you. And the ships are so powerful down there, the stores wouldn't dare cross them.
Right. They have that merchandising power to bring in the people to walk in. They really depend on the ships.
It tends to be the larger the item you buy, the better you're going to save. A $200 piece of jewelry is about a $200 piece of jewelry. Like, you really can't go one way or the other with that. But the larger pieces, the more expensive they get, the more discount they can give you pretty much. Electronics are pretty much even, because the duty on it is the same in the Caribbean as it is down here. But things like French perfumes or Italian handbags, you can really get some savings.
Wow.
Now, are the excursions, Bill Luxton said the excursions were seen to be fairly reasonably priced. Are they, in fact, or can you do better just by getting off in port and trying to find a local sightseeing tour or something?
If you're already in a group of four or more, like if there's six or eight of you, you can usually do better on your own because you can rent a taxi, which will hold up to 10 people. And then you split the cost between the 10 of you, it ends up being a little bit more affordable. But if you're only a twosome, that's a lot harder because the taxis are going to want to go full. They're going to want to make as much money as they can. And so you're probably better off doing an excursion if there's just two of you, or if you're the first-time visitor to the island. If you're a first-time visitor, you don't know what to ask for.
Right, and you could be taken advantage of, as we say again. You get into a taxi, and you don't know maybe what the right price to pay is.
Exactly. And a lot of the taxis, again, what will happen is, especially in places like Jamaica, the taxis will take you to a certain, you'll say, well, take me to the shopping area. And they'll take you to a particular shopping area because they get a premium for every person they drop off. Now, that won't be the shopping area where the deals are really decent or that you necessarily want to be.
Right. No, they've got their own self-interest to protect.
Exactly. Same thing in Venezuela. A lot of the countries, especially the countries that are having a little bit of economic problems where they really want the American dollars, which, of course, is what most people spend when they go on ships.
I'm really kind of leery of getting into any taxi and just saying, take me there without having a pretty good idea of where there is supposed to be.
Well, I used to say a joke on the ship that if you get into a taxi and say, take me, they will.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
Right. They'll take you in more ways than one. Now,
exactly.
You mentioned some of these particular countries that are having economic problems. Every island has its good and bad points. When you're trying to look at an itinerary, because they have Eastern Caribbean or Western Caribbean or Southern Caribbean cruise,
right.
In your opinion, which is the better itinerary to follow?
Well, I'm a shopper, so I like the Eastern Caribbean because Eastern Caribbean allows you to hit St. Martin and St. Thomas. The Western Caribbean is a lot more fun if you want to do things like water sports, like snorkeling and scuba diving and those water tours, because you hit Cozumel, Grand Cayman, Jamaica, and they've got some fabulous beaches and great reefs down that way. If you want to do something just in terms of interest and really see people, the smaller cruise ships hit some wonderful ports like Grenada, Dominica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and those are islands that the bigger ships don't necessarily go to.
Right, because of the port facilities and the depth of the harbor.
Exactly, and that's something to consider if you're an older person traveling, that find out whether your cruise ship docks or tenders. Because if the ship tenders and you're an older person, sometimes you have a little bit of hard time with those gangways and you can't go ashore.
Right, and then you spend your whole time on the ship and you don't really see the different islands that you may have wanted to see and which led you to take the cruise.
Right, and the rule of thumb with that is usually the seven-day ships, the ships that go into port on the same day every week, have priority. So if you're on a 10-day ship and there's more than, say, two ships or three ships in port and they don't have room for all the ships to dock at the same time, your ship will be the one that has to tender because you're not there as often.
Right. They're looking to for the repeat business. And now, again, almost all the cruise lines follow pretty much the same itinerary. How do you go about selecting which cruise line may be the best for you?
There's a bunch of different things to consider. One is the cruise lines themselves, because every cruise line caters to a different clientele. Carnival is renowned for doing a younger clientele that really like to party and really like to socialize and get involved.
Montrealers?
Yeah, definitely. Holland America is traditionally a lot older. They are the seasoned travelers who like to pretty much stay on the ship, or they've been to the places so many times they know what they want to do.
Craig Key?
and then there's a lot of cruise lines that kind of cover the entire spectrum. Royal Caribbean does, and Celebrity does, and you can tell by not only the itineraries they pick, but the price range.
Right, and some people will be doing it just by price, and we'll be talking about that when we come back after the break. Heidi Lyon down in Tampa, please stay on the line with us. Just want to...
Sure.
Let our listeners have that number again, 383-6000, the one number in Montreal to remember for real great pizza and a whole lot more. Pizza Donini, Montreal-style pizza, piping hot, oven fresh, 383-6000.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
We love crucial people, original King Lover talking upon the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When we sing,
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body, sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
I wanna have sex on the beach.
Centre, Montreal.
Good morning. I'm Lita Paulson at the big opening sale of Bruy Matineau's Liquidation Center, 8485 Langelier, north of the Metropolitan. Love you to drop on by. We have new end-of-line 98 models and 98 demos, home appliances, furniture, and electronics, too. Why don't you take advantage home theater, the Pioneer Home Theater package, 4x80-watt audio-video receiver, full-function SR remote control, 6 speakers, regular price $5.99 for the celebration. It's at $4.99. Remember, this is a brand-new location, 8485 Langelier, north of the Metropolitan, Bruy Matineau's Liquidation Center. We also have, for this weekend, the JVC stereo system, 220 watt total, 5-band graphic equalizer, 6-CD changer, regular $4.99. This weekend, $3.99. A Samsung 0.5 cubic foot microwave oven, 600 watts, turntable, only $99. And the Samsung VCR with trilingual on-screen help guide digital audio tracking system for $159. Brand new location for you. Big opening sale, Bruy Matineau's Liquidation Center, 8485 Langelier, north of the Metropolitan.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Got your tickets for the next Impact game? Indoor soccer has hit Montreal. Fast, exciting, spectacular. See the game Friday, March 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Molson Centre when the Impact hosts the Buffalo Blizzard. For tickets, call 328-3668, 328-FOOT, or the Molson Centre.
It's RRSP season again, and when you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor who has access to all investment funds, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a package that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner, thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
Clearing out an estate, moving to a smaller residence, or just tired of bumping into things and having things fall on you around the house? Call Ye Olde Curiosity Shop. For the past 17 years, Frank Hicks has been buying and selling antiques, collectibles, memorabilia, and quality secondhand goods. So change that clutter to cash. Call Ye Olde Curiosity Shop at 489-6916 or visit them at 5659 Sherbrooke, just west of DeCary. And be listening alternate Mondays 3 to 4 p.m. when Frank guests with Chuck Phillips on AM 600.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Doesn't get much better than cruising the Caribbean. coming up to 11:51 in Montreal. I'm Stephen Pickford, Prosper Bannon on the guitar in studio, Willem Backus on the line, and Heidi Lyon down in Tampa. And Prosper, do you have any particular melodies that, after listening to Cruising, that just come popping to your mind that you would just get down there and think?
Yeah.
That's, of course, our theme.
Yes, part of our inherent theme, what's always going through our minds.
Speaking of that kind of cruising, we did a show recently on super clubs and hedonism, too. Heidi, can you tell us if there are any cruise ships for cruising?
That do the complete package?
No, I mean, like, talking, like, meeting people. We talk about singles going and meeting. Are there any particular cruise?
A lot of the cruises will run singles weeks or mingles weeks where you can get to know other people. Probably Carnival's the best line for doing that because they really do promote going on your own. A lot of cruise lines tend to charge a lot of extra money if you go by yourself, and Carnival has what they call a mix and mingle package where they'll put you with a roommate to cut down on the cost.
That's not so bad. It's too bad it's usually the same sex, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right, it may get higher occupancy if they promoted it otherwise.
The Carnival without the IV.
And of course, the little known fact is the Carnival got their logo originally from the old CP ships. They took over, their first ship was from Canadian Pacific, and because they didn't have enough money to redo the logo, their logo is the stylized CP Rail Multimark. So that's where Carnival gets its logo from. It was kind of the revised vision of what the Canadian Pacific, CP Rail logo from around 1969 when Carnival took their first ship. They bought it from Canadian Pacific. Now,
it is a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, yes.
You
know, one of the little known facts about cruising. You also mentioned to me from your experience that ships can be very cold. They're almost like, some kind of be like floating freezers. Do take another sweater with you.
Absolutely. It's really funny because what happens is the air conditioning on the ship is done by a temperature control. But, of course, the doors outside are constantly opening and closing. And for some reason, those temperature controls are put all the way through the ship. So the ship senses that it's not as cold as it should be by the doorways and keeps the air conditioning on. And I know a lot of people who have been on ships who have gotten colds because the air conditioning is so cold.
Well,
and there's nothing they can do about it. You can complain all you want, but that's the way the ship is run.
Right, from those sensors. And people would think, oh, we're going to a warm climate. The ship will be air-conditioned, but we don't need to take those extra clothes. But you may not want to take too many extra clothes because space in a cabin is limited.
It certainly is. And all you need really is like a sweater or a jacket every night to take with you when you maybe go to the showroom because during the day you should be okay. But it's one of those things you just don't expect it to be cool when you're going down the Caribbean.
Right, and take the soft-sided luggage for those small cabins.
Yeah, I remember telling you about this. I know so many people get that beautiful hard-sided luggage and then it doesn't fit under the bed. So you're constantly moving it around to get things in your cabin. So whenever you can, if you can take a suit bag or soft-sided luggage, you'll do yourself a lot more service.
Now, another tip which you passed along, and it's very much, if we should keep that in mind, is go with a lot of single dollar bills when you go off ship in the little ports.
Now, this is key because what happens is a lot of the places that you go, people will be there to offer you help or offer you service. But down in the Caribbean, everybody expects money for whatever they say to you. And if you give them a $5 bill, chances are they will give you change in the local currency because they desperately want those American dollars. It's much more stable than their currency. So if you can take singles with you, whenever you need to give a tip, you can give the exact change. You don't have to worry about getting the wrong currency back.
Gee, it sounds almost like as bad as the first time Stephen and I went to L.A. Everybody had their hands out.
Right, a lot of people are always out there with their hands open looking for things, and if you don't have the correct change, you're going to be had.
That hotel in L.A. was a little bit over the top, Stephen. I mean, there came a point in time where we got a little fed up of all these people asking for tips. We started actually leaving notes like, get med, it pays, a bar.
Right, yeah, there's tips and there's tips, yeah. I wonder how some people would react if you were down in the islands, you gave them a tip, or
don't run with scissors.
Or you could always give them some Canadian Tire money and see how that's accepted.
Well, didn't your friend do that? They went down to the Cayman Islands and gave the guy 25 C. He said, that's 25 Canadian dollars. The old guy in front, the Prime Minister, and the gas bar in the back of the Parliament building. And he didn't change.
Every time we pass the Canadian Tire store, we have to salute because, you
know, to this day, yes, we salute every time we pass the Canadian Tire building.
That is very funny.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, there are other islands where people may take that money and really believe it's a Canadian dollar.
Would you believe it that somebody actually did a robbery on a Canadian Tire store? And they actually,
money?
They actually made off with 78 cents in Canadian Tire money.
Well, that'll get them a lot.
Yes, I'll get them very far.
My father bought a car battery. He's a maniac for saving up all these Canadian Tire coupons. And, I mean, what you may not know, Heidi, is that Canadian Tire coupons are come in 3-cent and 5-cent denominations.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to be in 1-cent denominations when he was collecting them. He bought a car battery worth $80, had a stack of 1- and 3-cent coupons.
Oh, my goodness.
The next time you walk into that Canadian Tire, the girl that cashes, no, you go to the other one.
I don't want you. Go next door.
So if you carry a stack of Canadian Tire money, maybe people will think you're rich when you're going in the Caribbean and want to spend their whole week with you as your personal servant or something, you know, try to get hold of that money.
Yeah,
because it's pretty, if nothing else.
And try to leave the place after you try to pay with Canadian Tire money.
Oh,
hey, man, we thought you was rich.
Well, if you throw in the odd real bill they take to the bank during the week. And
run like hell.
And then, yeah, run like hell, which a lot of people have done if they try to pull a stunt like that one.
They'd have to. They'd have to burn pretty quick, I would think.
Actually, one of the more fun boat trips we took with Bill Luxton, in fact, was in Jacksonville, Florida, on the First Lady of Jacksonville. And that, of course, produced one of the more well-known moments in our own circle of Canadian broadcasting. Bill was actually shooting some video for his TV show in Ottawa,
mm-hmm.
and he was interviewing one of the directors of the Convention Bureau in Jacksonville, Florida, a guy named Ken Carden, and they were on a boat called the First Lady. First Lady of Jacksonville goes along the St. John's River through Jacksonville, Florida, and goes underneath the bridges, and they have them painted different colors just for easy identification. Bill didn't know this, thought maybe something, evacuation routes or something. So they're steaming underneath the Blue Bridge. And so he asked them on TV in his voice, and tell me, Bill, why do they call it the Blue Bridge? And his answer, of course, I guess, Bill, because they painted it blue.
Great moments in Canadian broadcasting as aired on CJOH Ottawa in 1987. How time flies. 10 years? Passed by since we went on that memorable trip with Bill Luxton.
Too funny. Well, all I can encourage is anybody who does go cruising, if they don't want to be called a cruising boob, is never ask what time the midnight buffet is, because that, as a cruise ship personnel, has been asked to me, honestly, about 100 times.
Well,
what time is the midnight buffet?
Yes.
I didn't know Mike and Norm took a cruise together. a lot of fun having you on today talking about cruising. Heidi Lyon from Home Shopping Network, former port lecturer living down in Tampa these days. Thank you for being part of Travel World.
This has been a pleasure.
Saturday morning, Willem Backus, as always, but joining us this time from Hamilton, Prosper Bannon in studio. Next week, the legendary, and talking about legends, we had legendary Bill Luxton this week. Next week, we have Canada Centennial anchorman Vic Phillips talking about golfing in Bermuda. You know, some people go golfing on the Algarve in March. Vic Phillips golfing in Bermuda. So next week, he'll be here in studio having a lot of fun next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio in Montreal.